Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
hear a beat that swells, a dance wells up in me. My heart is ringing like a bell, and my fists out there swinging. Slam me with a stop time, I can't get enough. Bell me with a bass drum and make it tough. When the music kicks in, my blood begins to thicken. So punch me like a pastor who's been preaching too much. Hit me with that jazz bar, I love how it sounds. Kick me with that bass drum, my heart starts to pound. When the tempo picks up, I gotta put my fist up. Slam me with a stop time till I'm black and blue. Slam me with a stop time, I can't get enough. Bell me with a bass drum and make it tough. The music makes me crazy, I wanna punch a homeless lady. Bash me with a bell and I smash your face.
Punch it! Kick it! Slam me out! Clap, 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 clap!
Punch, kick, slap, hit, beat, knife, slice, whip! Slap me! Slap it, slap, 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 slap it, slap! Punch me! Punch, 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 punch,
punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch, punch. If you're listening and wondering what that was all about, my bad, my bad. Sorry about that. I see Gail Parentes in the house, in the chat room, and Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio, she's going to be having George and Lizette Bettinger, wonderful reading tomorrow. I don't know what IHB2... It's IHTBU, Betty Jo. I'm not sure what that means. But okay, Two Romantic Christmases from Past Life Again. It had to be you. Oh, it had to be you reading. Oh, okay, you abbreviated it. Okay, a great book by Betty Jo Tucker. Okay, tomorrow at 4 p.m. with George Bettinger and Lizette Bettinger. You want to check that out? Okay, a very good book and a nice Christmas gift. All right, let's see. How was everyone's Thanksgiving? The chat room says, and mine was very unusual in that I ate a lot of East Indian food. And my unusual in that, right? It's too hard to explain. But let's see, how do we want to start this? We need a joke, I think.
Guy with a Doberman pinscher says to a guy with a Chihuahua, let's go to the restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't get in there, we got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman pinscher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman pinscher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy's door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman pinscher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Chihuahua? He says, they gave me a Chihuahua?
And now it's time for Nancy's Holiday Hints for the Home. Thaw Christmas Eve fish in milk for that fresh thawed flavor. Refrigerated Christmas candles burn slower. Pick up broken glass ornaments with a wet newspaper. For minor Christmas burns, use holy water, not butter. Christmas dinner too sweet? Add salt. Too salty? Add sugar. Can't get it just right? Eat out. For Christmas consumer shock victims, elevate legs 12 inches. Cut credit card in half. Do not give water or additional line of credit. Remove spelling bee stingers by scraping them away with a dictionary. Do not use a thesaurus. Santa's stuck zippers move easily when rubbed with a lead pencil. A dead reindeer doesn't fly at night. Remove Christmas gum from hair by massaging it with Christmas peanut butter. Remove gum gently with Christmas comb. For instant Christmas CPR, call 911. Clear passageway, 3 sets of 2 breaths, 15 compressions, and pray. What doesn't kill you Christmas Day only makes you stronger New Year's Eve. Men who remember birthdays and Christmas presents live longer and more productive lives. This has been Nancy Lombardo's Holiday Hints for the Home.
Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff sits up. The druggist says, "Can I help you?" The stiff says, "Yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing?" Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Dee-dong, 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 dee-dong. Dee-dong, 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 dee-dong. Dee-dong, 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 dee-dong.
Chuck Colombo. Gotta love him. Great stuff. Yeah, my cat's a Zen master, Chuck Colombo. What else is going on? Let's see. I don't know. I'm easing into Christmas. I'm easing into it. Not so easy, but just doing it.
I love being a comedian. It's so great. And not because the reasons you think. Not because I want to see people laughing or having a good time. I love this job because I like the hours. I mean, look at this. I just started. I'm almost done. I like the schedule of this job. My sister has a really serious job because she works for the Adopt-a-Highway program. I swear to God, I couldn't write that. It's so wonderful. And they have no sense of humor at the Adopt-a-Highway program. I called up one time. I was goofing around. I was like, hi, I'd like to adopt a highway, but I have a few questions. At what age do you tell the highway it's adopted? Is it very traumatic? You have a support group. Anyway, so I was driving, and I had to go to Home Depot. You've been to Home Depot, right? I have a question about Home Depot. Why do we need 24 handicapped parking spaces at Home Depot? Okay, I am all for handicapped parking, but I think if a guy can spackle his own bathroom, lay pipe, and put up gutters, I think he can walk the extra 30 feet to the parking lot.
For us to to be released from oppressive undergarments. Now, now women are wearing bras, spanks, and now, did you see the commercial for the waist cincher?
Yeah.
Oh my God! You wear the bra, the spanks, and the waist cincher after a meal at Chipotle? My girlfriend Zipporah killed me. Do you know Zipporah Lipschitz?
Oh, no.
She killed me. She goes, Rhonda, you black gals have it so easy. You all have that natural beauty. Natural beauty, is she kidding? After I use Afro Sheen, Ultra Sheen, Sheen and Glow, lip gloss, and cocoa butter, I feel like I've been salmonized. Now, I don't walk out of my bathroom after a shower. I hydroplane. Natural beauty, what happened to it? Do you know that cheek, lip, breast, and butt implant mishaps are so frequent that they have their own reality show? Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's not easy. It really isn't easy being a woman. Did I mention, speaking of not being easy, did I mention that I'm a Negro? Oh, yeah, I'll be a Negro all night. Have you noticed, like, every 10 years we change what we call ourselves? Sometimes we're black, sometimes we're Afro-American, sometimes we're third world. Why do we keep changing? You know, Jews stay Jews. Italians stay Italian. Dwarves stay about this high. I see you laughing behind your hand there. Thank you. Oh, yeah. You know, I did that last night, and a little person walked up to me very offended and said, I am not happy. I said, which one are you? I did Joe Franklin's show with Joy Behar and a great friend of mine who did impressions at the time, Lois Dendro. And it was like being initiated into show business. I just felt like, you know, this is just a rite of passage. And if every time I would see him here, I would just feel like, I am doing my thing because I know this guy. And Joe Franklin, it's so great to be part of his being remembered here. Before I go, I just want to share with you a little something that I just read in the New York Times. Did you know that they are coming out with a plastic, raised, touchy-feely book that is porno for the blind? $250 a book. For $250, you could touch a real person. Me. My name is Rhonda Handsome. If you ever want me to be someplace for you, like you were all here for me tonight, all you gotta do is say, help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda, and I'll be there. Thank you very much.
That was Rhonda Handsome. You could check her out on Facebook because she's there. Okay. Oh, we're winding down. Last 3 minutes. What are you going to do? Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Remembering Two Romantic Christmases. Okay. It had to be you. Check it out. George Venture, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Check out Gail Parento's Facebook page, Parento Guidance, and see what's happening with her talented lineup of clients. Very, very fun. All right, time to just go out, I guess. I don't know what to go out with, though. Oh, Let's see. Oh, this should time out perfectly. All right. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby, and you can get them at CD Baby. I have a Christmas CD. Great gift.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrong are letters for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I'm enough false, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that canary food was for the elderly. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
on piano. Thank you for joining me. My name is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.